Oh, me? Did you have a good evening?
Yeah.
I went home and sat on the couch and I was dead. I was gone out. I was gone. I don't think I woke up until, I don't know what time it was, a little after four. I said, oh no, I ain't gonna make it. Then we got in that traffic. But, you know, God is good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, he really is. You know, I'm gonna go back and the message that was something the Lord laid on my heart this evening, and well, this morning really. But I want to bring up something tonight that probably we had never discussed before, but you know, the day and time that we're living in, I know that everybody struggles. Everybody's got some type of problem. Some of them are family problems, some of them are health problems, some of them are financial problems. But as long as we have Jesus, we don't have no problems. As long as we have him. But I think when we get to the point in our life and get out here in the hustle and the bustle of the world, and you know, you used to say that every year about this time of the year in November and December and everything, talking about the going to the shopping and everything, and everybody's out here and they hustle and they bustle and everything, all the people going here and they're trying to buy for Christmas and for the loved ones and everything. But you know something? That's not the case anymore. I believe it's 365 days a year now. We're just in such a rush. You know, it's just like, you know, that one time, how many of you remember when we didn't have the microwave? I mean, we didn't have no microwave that for so many years, we didn't have no microwave. And we made that good. Matter of fact, I think we made that a whole lot better. Because family was around the house a little more because, you know, the ones prepared the meal and everything, they were prepared a meal and everything, and it wasn't all that instant, and it won't just hurry up, and we got to go on and get this fixed and everything, and then we got to go. But what do we got to go to? We got to go to the mall or somewhere like that, and that's all it's got to be about. But if we're going to be about being busy, we need to be busy for the Lord. You know, and I sometimes get to thinking about some of the things the Lord has done for me and for my family and everything. And yes, and I've complained. I'm like anyone else, I complain. And I don't have nothing really to complain about, but I think as long as I have the robe of flesh on, I'm going to continue complaining because I think that's our nature, is just to complain. But as I was thinking, well, this morning, sitting there, you know, for the night, and everything, and then after I got home and I got to thinking and got to reading a little bit before I really sat down, and And I got to thinking about some things that we really don't realize that the Lord has really done for us. You know, tomorrow night I'm going to be going to Roman Eagle. Hopefully, I didn't get to go last Monday night. The reason because they had that upper respiratory infection and everything going around and everything. So called me and asked me not to come last Monday night. And she says, I'll let you know if you can come next Monday. I'll call you one way or another. Well, she says she'll call me if it don't get no better. And I said, all right. But she says, if you don't hear anything from me, just come on and come. So tomorrow night, I'm going to go over there. And people over there that they're always coming up to you. And they say, I'd really love to be in church. I'd love to be able to go to church. And there are people there that they're lonely. They're lonely for the fellowship. They're lonely for where their families have completely forgot about them. And I hope and pray that what family I do have left, if I happen to go over there, I mean, I hope and pray that my daughter just don't put me over, and my wife just don't put me over there and say, well, we done took care of Miss Long, now he gonna have to fend for himself. You know, we don't need to forget about him. And we don't need to forget about no one today, because it's the people. And I'm not saying this to be sarcastic or anything, but the elderly people today, they are the one who has brought about the church that we do have, because they've given of their time at the time that they was able to do it. And there's not many of them now that's able to do it anymore. And I hate to say this, but the young people today, they don't know anything about it. And tonight, I just got some scripture I want to just read over here in the book of Romans, chapter 10 in the book of Romans. But you know, we don't need to forget about them, because the Lord has never forgot about us. The Lord has never forgot about me. And I do thank him for that. Now, I know that I haven't said anything about it before, but really, I need to be a little more time conscious. I know that, and I realize that because, and I'll be honest with you, right now, looking at the clock back there from up here, it looks like it's about 25, maybe 20 after. But I know it's later than that. I'm a little past 2012, and I got to start learning how to, if I can't see the clock, I need to start learning to take my watch off. Really, because I don't need to be at the point to where we'll forget about the things, because I know the Lord can come back anytime. He can come back any moment. But I need to be more time conscious. And I reckon the reason I haven't been, and I should have already been that way, but I don't know. But, you know, it's been a long time since I've been able to stand and preach. week after week. And I think I got to the point now that I need to give you all I've got in one service, because I may not be back at the next one. But I need to look at it as a different way. If I don't make it back to the next one, if he takes me home, I'm going to be there with him, and I'm going to learn a whole lot more from him than what I could ever learn from anyone down here. And then on top of that, if a rapture happens to take place, we ain't nobody got to worry about being time conscious or anything like that, because we're going to be there with him. And time, when you're with and I reckon probably I've had that mentality, I reckon, of not thinking about, that the Lord, he's not on the same timetable we are, and I know he's not. But I do need, and I do apologize to you for sometimes for being so long-winded, but I'm not apologizing for God's word. But I will apologize for being so long-winded at times. And I'm going to try my very best with God's help. Now, I'll say this. When God gets in it, when the Holy Spirit takes over, I'm going to get back, I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to allow him to just to take complete control. He needs to take complete control every time I get up here. And I hope and pray that that's what has been happening. Sometimes I know that maybe I've got in the flesh up here, but I don't mean to. But I just wanted to say that to you tonight. But I know I need to, because I feel like that maybe trying to get new people in here, and I know when I don't have people coming, and then they end up coming, that they may not like somebody gets up here and preaches for 45 minutes or an hour. Now, I can preach all day. I can be like Paul. I mean, yes, I'll repeat and maybe repeat two or three times, but hey, I mean, I just love it. I just do. I just love talking about my Lord, and I love trying to help people if I can. But that is one of my. I'm gonna try to do here in 2015 to be more time conscious, so we can get more people in. Because until we get more people into the church, we're going to be limited on what we can do. Now, I know I'm not putting a limit on God. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not putting a limit on God, because I know God can do all things. But we have to be mindful of what monetary goods that the Lord has blessed us with, to where we don't just overspend it. And just to be spending it freely. Because if you don't watch out, we can be down to zero and won't have nothing. And then we have something really to break down, what are we going to do? You say, well, we got the banks. Yeah, we got the banks. Well, you got to pay them back. And it's not that I don't mind paying. It's not that I don't mind going to the bank and asking them to loan us some money or something like that. And I don't mind paying a little interest back. I mean, So we'll take put the money we receive and we'll put it in the bank, and then we'll look at his statement and see how much interest we've drawn. Sometimes here lately, if you draw it anything, it won't probably be 4 or 5 cents or something like that, because the interest rate was so low and everything. But I'm gonna get off of that now. So, but here it says right here, it says in chapter 10 of the book of Romans, it says this in verse 5. It says, "For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach." The word of faith. Now, I know that I'm going to be speaking a whole lot on faith, because I believe that's one thing that we must live by. We must live by faith. We must trust him by faith in delivering and doing what he's asked us to do. We must do it by faith. And like I said this morning, I believe it was, that when we do it by faith, we better make sure that we are doing it by faith in the things that he wants done, not in the things that maybe I want done. That I'm going to have enough faith in God to deliver what Donnie wants to see done here. Now, what I need to do is I need to have the faith in him that we will do what he wants done here, not what I want done. Or not what you want done, but what he wants done here. And if we live by faith, and if we go about doing what he's asked us to do, it says, "But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in the heart." The faith that we speaketh must land on the heart of the Lord. It must land in a place where when we speak about what we're trying to do here at Faith Baptist Church, that it won't just land upon his heart, but he would allow it to leave his heart and to lay some about and above and on someone else's heart. That they may say, "Hey, I know that faith has had trouble in the past. I know that they just struggled there for a long time. But now, we see where the glue is still there. The glue is still bonding. The glue has set up. And it's no such thing that's going to take the glue and soften that glue to where they're going to get up and just leave. They're there to stay. They're there to stay through thick and thin. They're there to stay, what may come and what may go. They're there to stay. We're not in church today We're not going to church. And I'm saying myself that if I wasn't in church, and if the Lord would lay the church on my heart to just to go and visit, what we need to do is we need to tell the people, just come and visit, give us a try. Then as they come and give them a try, then we can do something to see where they want to try something that we have tried. That we have tried many years and we've grasped and hold to it. Now we're the glue that holds the church together. We are the glue. We are the super glue that holds Faith Baptist Church here together. And if the glue here gets to the point, it gets soft. It's going to pull away from it. Then the next thing you know, you're going to have one where the feelings is going to get hurt. You're going to pull away. Well, I'm going to be the first to tell you. And I'm going to break your bubble right now. I'm liable to be the next one that may hurt your feelings. But if I do, it's unintentionally. I don't do it because I want to do it. I will do it because maybe it's maybe the way that I bring the message out. But I don't do it to hurt anybody. I want to help people. I want to help people to understand what God is saying. What is God is saying to your heart. Because before I get up here, and before I stand before any people, before I even go to Roman Eagle tomorrow night, and before I stand before them people, and what I'm going to say tomorrow night, and I right at this moment, I have no idea. But the Lord does. The Lord does. The Lord is going to speak to my heart before I get there. So it's not going to be the second time. It's not going to be the first time I'm going to hear it. But I don't mean to hurt anyone. I just want people just to fall in love with Jesus. If we'll fall in love with Jesus, just as quick as we can fall out of love with someone else, or fall in love with someone else, or as quick as we can get our feelings hurt, I think everybody will be a whole lot better off if we could fall in love with Him. But you know what I think the main reason that people really don't want to fall in love with Him? And it has to do with that word that starts with a C. Commitment. They don't want to commit to anything. They don't want to commit to anything because they don't feel like that they can live up to what the Lord wants them to do. Well, guess what? You can't live up to it. I can't live up to it. But with His help, I can live up to it. With you and with your help and with the Lord's help, we can all lift up one another. we can all be motivated enough to go out here and tell people. Because I'll be honest with you, and this is coming from your heart right now, I'll be honest with you. If we're not going to do no more what we're doing right now, and we're just satisfied with the few little people that come right now, then I think, and Lord knows I have never thought about it or anything, but I will say this. If that's all we're going to focus on is what little few we got, and if we don't mind seeing the empty pews, then what we need to do, what we really need to do, we need to think about it a lot. We need to think about finding another place, a little smaller place, to where the light bill, the heating bill won't be so high. So when we take what money we do have in, we can support more missionaries on what little few people that we have got. If we don't want to grow. But now if we have set it on mind and if we have set forward to go forth to see these pews filled, it's not impossible. It can happen this year. Matter of fact, it can happen by June. But it's going to take effort on our part. It's going to take more of an effort on my part. But we'd be better off, really, if we just satisfied with a little group. Just selling the building and taking what money that we received from the other building and go out and support missionaries. More missionaries than what we got. Or go out here and be able to support another church that's struggling. To help them to maybe help them to where they can grow some. And go out and help them. And then we can be the missionary to other churches. But that's not what the Lord has laid on my heart. The Lord has not laid on my heart for us to stay still. The Lord has not laid on my heart for us to just be here and that's it. And we got 15 people and that's all we want. We don't want no more. We just want the 15 people that we got. But we're scared if we get more in here, somebody's feelings going to get hurt. Well, it don't make no difference. Somebody's feelings going to get hurt anyhow. But we have got to get over that, and people have got to learn about the feelings that they really hurt. Yeah, you might say something against me, and maybe something against what I said. You may say that I disappointed you. And yes, that may hurt my feelings. But I need to get my feelings off of my shoulders. And I need to just take them and wipe them away. Because we've hurt him more than you'll ever hurt me. Because he weeps. He cries tears just like we cry tears. And he is lonely just like we are lonely at times. And yes, he gets upset like we get upset at times too. He gets angry. He gets angry, but see, he don't sin about it. He don't sin after he gets angry. He don't sin and say, Well, just because they did, I'm going to just take him out to the woodshed. I'm going to beat him half to death. And I'm going to just put him over there. I ain't speaking to him no more. No. Oh, in the book of Luke, what does it say? He says, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. We need to remember he has feelings. Well, I always heard that the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, that they those is just spirit. Yes, they are the spirit. We are too on the inside. What hurts us? What makes us feel sad and lonely? A mind? No, it's not a mind. It's a heart. That's what makes us feel sad and lonely. And nobody cares about it. God the Father is not a she. God the Father is no it. God the Father is a he. Son of God is the only begotten Son of God, the only Son that God the Father has had, the only Son that he will ever have, and we've been adopted in his family by his Son and what his Son done on Calvary. His Son is a he. His Son is not a figment of our imagination, but his Son is a he. And you have the Holy Spirit, and they say, yeah, the Spirit is a it. And what my Bible says, you go out into some other translation, and yeah, they get it, they got it now. Well, speaking of the Holy Spirit is an it. But the Holy Spirit is not just an it. The Holy Spirit is he. The Holy Spirit is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They're all three in one. Just like us, we are the same thing. We are the three in one. Think about it. We're the three in one. What are we? We are body, soul, and spirit. That's what makes us up. But a body, a whole lot of time, overrides what the soul wants and what the spirit wants. What did Paul say? Paul says what? We must try the spirits. What is he saying there? We must try the spirit of God and we must try the spirit of Satan. You say, what? You mean Satan's got spirit? Yes, he does. And we must try the spirit. He's got his imps out here. He's got people out here everywhere. He's got them in every church. You mean he's got them here? I don't know who it is. Nobody does. But God the Father. But every time he comes in, and every time we come in, The devil's going to leave. And his imps are going to leave. Why? Because that's one reason I bring up the blood. And I bring it up so often. Because he don't want to hear anything at all about the blood. Because he knows if I start saying something about the blood, then what is he going to say? He's all, no, he's going to get on that bloody religion now. Well, call it what you want to. That's what it is. It's bloody. He shed every drop of blood for every one of us. He shed every drop of blood for every one of us.
He shed every drop of blood that he had within his body. I don't know how many pints. And he did not spill it either. He shed it. And he gave it up for you. For me. And not only just me, he done it for you. And some of you in here, you say you've been saved a whole lot longer than I have. But I'm so thankful that we still had people back when I needed something. I did not know what it was. God did name this building for Faith Baptist Church. He impressed upon Brother Benny to name it Faith Baptist Church for a reason. I believe he probably said, Brother Benny. Father, just encourage each one of us. encourage the people as we speak to them, Father. Let them know, Father, that yes, we love them. We want to see them come in to the house of the Lord. And if they're not saved, they can come in and be saved. Father, after salvation, they can come in and just join a church. And Father, they can come in and just want to work for you, Lord. And have building with thy kingdom. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.